Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, May 18th. Counting today, we're 14 total days, or 2 weeks away from the end of the 87th legislative session on May 31st. Saturday, May 22nd, marks the next big deadline in the House as they can no longer pass Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions out of their committees. Next Tuesday, May 25th, marks the last day the House can consider Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions on second reading calendars. Expect that all posted calendars up until that point will have an increasing number of bills to consider. Yesterday, the Senate decided not to accept amendments to the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill, or Senate Bill 7, that passed the House on May 7th. Instead, they chose to appoint a conference committee to reconcile the differences between the Senate and House versions. The conferees for the Senate include State Senators Brian Hughes, Republican from Mineola, the author of the bill, Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway, Paul Bettencourt, a Republican from Houston, Lois Kolkhorst, a Republican from Brenham, and Beverly Powell, a Democrat from Burleson. It's expected that the House will likely agree to appoint its conferees today when they convene. The conference committee will then have until Saturday, May 29th, to submit its conference committee report for consideration for the bill to ultimately get sent to the governor. This bill, of course, is an emergency priority of Governor Greg Abbott's and a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas. As we suspected and discussed yesterday, the Senate passed to third and final reading today Republican State Senator Bob Hall's bill, Senate Bill 1311. This bill, of course, relating to prohibiting physicians from conducting gender transition surgeries or administering puberty blockers to minors. The bill also penalizes physicians who behave this way by ensuring they can't get insurance, as well as requiring the Texas Medical Board to revoke the license of the physician. After a few failed amendment attempts by Democrat state senators, the bill passed to its final reading today by a vote of 17 in favor and 13 in opposition. Assuming it passes today, it's unclear as to what, if anything, the House will do with it, as they've already got a similar bill sitting in its House Public Health Committee in Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock. In fact, that bill has been sitting there since May 3rd. The assumption is that because House Bill 1399 died last week on the House calendar, awaiting debate before the Thursday deadline, that Senate Bill 1311, or Bob Hall's bill, will be the one that gets considered. But assuming it gets referred to the House Public Health Committee, that committee is going to have to act pretty fast before the Saturday deadline that we talked about earlier to pass either bill from its committee. Notably, Hall's bill is similar to Krause's bill that died last week, although not exactly the same, in that it goes a little bit further. The assumption, of course, is that Bob Hall's bill will be the one that's voted out. You can find out more about this issue on our website. As an update to a priority bill we talked about on yesterday's calendar, Senate Bill 155 by State Senator Charles Perry, relating to using jury disqualification lists to verify the residency and citizenship of people attempting to register to vote, it passed second reading yesterday in the House by a vote of 79 in favor and 64 against. It survived several Democrat lawmaker amendment attempts. This is, of course, a priority of the Republican Party of Texas as it relates to election integrity. The bill had already passed the Senate on April 6th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They've got 23 bills total to consider on their calendar. Some of the more notable ones include a few sunset bills relating to the review and continuation of things like the Prepaid Higher Education Tuition Board, the Credit Union Department and Credit Union Commission, or the Texas Commission on Fire Protection. Another bill on today's calendar, Senate Bill 911 by State Senator Kelly Hancock, a Republican from North Richland Hills, would impose regulations on third-party food delivery services. Supporters of the bill, to include the larger third-party food delivery services like Favor, Uber, and DoorDash, seem to like the across-the-board regulation that will allegedly alleviate the frustration of some restaurant owners and consumers that are caused by existing business practices. Opponents of the bill seem to believe that it imposes regulations that benefit the bigger companies that can, of course, afford to operate in the new way laid out in the bill, which potentially also cuts off any additional competition. Notably, the House companion to the bill, House Bill 2119 by State Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, died after being considered in the House Calendars Committee in late April. Another notable bill, Senate Bill 281, is being considered today, and this bill is authored by Democrat State Senator Chuy Hinojosa, a Democrat from the Valley. And it makes any testimony that's obtained through the practice of hypnosis inadmissible against a defendant in a criminal trial. You might recall that we discussed a similar bill a few weeks back with the House version, House Bill 1002, which ultimately passed the House on April 30th. This is a legislative priority of House Speaker Dade Phelan's as it relates to his criminal justice reform efforts. The House Appropriations Committee is meeting today and discussing Senate Bill 1232 by State Senator Larry Taylor, a Republican from Friendswood. This bill would combine the permanent school fund into one single fund run by a new special-purpose government corporation called the Texas Permanent School Fund Corporation. It passed the Senate unanimously on May 7th. Ultimately, this bill is expected to set up a fund that grows to over $100 million each year due to a diversified portfolio of investments. The House State Affairs Committee is meeting to discuss a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's in Senate Bill 4, authored by State Senator Don Buckingham, Republican from Lakeway. Senate Bill 4, or the Star-Spangled Banner Protection Act, as it's been named, is ultimately a bill that requires a government entity may not enter into an agreement with a professional sports team that requires a financial commitment by the state, i.e. taxpayer, or any other governmental entity, unless the agreement itself includes a written agreement stating that the U.S. national anthem will be played at the beginning of each team's sporting event, and the failure to comply with that will result in a default on that agreement. You might recall that this perceived issue spawned from when the Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban had indicated a few months back that the Star-Spangled Banner would no longer be played at the beginning of the Dallas Mavericks games. Almost immediately, the NBA made clear its policy that the anthem is required to be played, and the issue rectified itself shortly thereafter. The author of this bill indicates that the bill is ultimately in response to a series of unpatriotic events that have consumed the professional sports world the last few years. The bill passed the Senate with only two Democrat state senators voting against it. The same committee, the House State Affairs Committee, will also be hearing Senate Bill 1254 by State Senator Bob Hall, Republican from Edgewood. This, of course, is a bill we spoke about last week that would create an interstate compact on border security and immigration enforcement. It passed the Senate on a party line vote of 17-13 last week. As written, it would request that the U.S. Congress grant permission for the compact. For the compact to exist. If passed, it would not need to be approved by the president and instead grant all participating states in the compact the right of relevant federal jurisdiction to better enforce existing federal laws on border security. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today. They've added several bills on their intent calendar to consider. These include House Bill 19 by State Representative Jeff Leach, a Republican from Allen, which is what the lieutenant governor has dubbed as the Texas Trucking Act. It's, of course, a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's. This bill would provide a framework for trial procedures, the use of evidence, and the determination of liability in certain civil actions involving large commercial trucks. After being postponed several times in the House, it was finally passed at the end of April. Notably, it has a total of 12 Senate sponsors already in support. Another notable bill, House Bill 1925 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, is up on the Senate intent calendar as well. This is the statewide ban on public camping. This bill passed the House on May 6th by a vote of 88 in favor and 56 against, largely on party lines. The Senate Business and Commerce Committee will be hearing House Bill 1818 by State Representative Jerry Patterson, a Republican from Frisco. This bill passed the House at the end of April and ultimately would limit the sources of dogs and cats in the more populous counties of the state, and then also require store owners to disclose the source of each cat and dog that's up for sale. When it passed the House, it did so to mixed results, as many Republicans and Democrats were split. The vote ultimately was 85 in favor and 54 against. Opponents of the bill decried the additional regulation on businesses. The Senate Criminal Justice Committee is hearing a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's in House Bill 9. This bill, of course, is authored by State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth. The bill would increase the criminal penalties for obstructing a highway. It passed the House by a vote of 90 in favor and 55 against in early May. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out the Luke Macias Show today as well over on our Texas Scorecard Facebook page. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out the show notes page. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter at OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all take care.